share, tweet, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Just last week, prominent environmental activist Noor Jahan Abu Bakar found herself in some trouble after she had tweeted that the VVIPs that were supposed to attend the tree planting event she was at had arrived 2 hours later than they were supposed to. What had happened? The post on Twitter claimed that the regent of Pahang Tengku Hasanal and other high-ranking officers were 2 hours late. For the Buffer Zone Ecosystem Restoration Program, which was a tree planting event in Pantai Shanur, Kamaman, Terengganu. The event was supposed to start at 8 a.m. and Noor Jahan had traveled all the way from Kuantan to attend it. The VVIPs finally arrived at 10:18 a.m. which is more than 2 hours after the event was supposed to start. Called in for questioning, her tweet sparked outrage as some netizens accused her of attempting to defaming the regent of Pahang Tengku Hasanal. The event's organizers Tenaga Nasional Berhad, TNB, as well as the Kuantan City Council. It was reported that some parties had even gotten the police involved, who summoned Noor Jahan for investigation. Over the post she made on July 18, 2022. In a series of tweets, Noor Jahan said that at the police station, she was asked a total of 9 questions, 7 of which were of the tweet itself. They did not confiscate my phone, alhamdulillah. They also treated me courteously. They thanked me for coming in to be questioned. I thanked them also for making it fast, she wrote. I hope the people who reported me, may you be increased in stupidity 1,000-fold more. You just wasted the taxpayers' money just to please your masters. She then asked why she was brought into for questioning for something small, when there are people out there like Najib who continue to walk free. A few reports against me, pun, and you get the police. What about the 100s of reports from all across the country against Najib but has not seen any progress? A mokchik making soaps at home is more of a threat than a humongous kleptocrat, she stated. Apology from the Pahang regent himself. Noor Jahan's post and the backlash that ensued managed to capture the attention of the Pahang regent himself, who took to his Instagram to apologize and share why he was late on that day. In his Instagram story, Tengku Hasanal told the police to leave Noor Jahan Abu Bakar alone and not to stir up drama over a simple tweet. I have just found out about this. I have asked the police to leave her alone, please don't create drama. He clarified that he was recovering from a high fever and left a message for Noor Jahan. My personal message to Noor Jahan Abu Bakar. My sincere apologies for being late to the event. I was not feeling well that morning and had to take a few precautions for everyone's safety. I really appreciate your time and concern. Thank you, the message read. Speaking to World Abuzz, Noor Jahan said that she was shocked to wake up this morning and see that a lot of people have shared Tengku Hasanal's apology to her. I am grateful that this confusion is over. As I said, I am truly humbled by his graciousness to apologize because I am a nobody, but yet he addressed me directly. What do you think of this whole issue? Also read. Maybe he sponsored, Masians react to Erm 2400 plain white Burberry shirt that PM wore. Source. Provided to WOB Source. Provided to WOB Source. Provided to WOB Source. Twitter Source. Instagram Source. Instagram. Share, tweet, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.